Have you ever wanted more? We all want more because we are greedy and we are selfish. That's just part of our human condition. I'm not saying anything you have not recognized in yourself. I too would like more. I drive a pretty simple car, but if I had more money, why, I could afford a bigger car, a nicer car, a more expensive car, a car with prestige. Yeah. And when I go on a cruise in the winter, as I often do, if I had more money, I could get a bigger cabin on the cruise ship, a nicer cabin, even more, maybe a more expensive cruise line with fancier food. That's what I'd do if I had more. And as I get older, I recognize that if I had more money, well, maybe I'd get a little work done. You know? Just a little. Nothing too noticeable. But a bigger, better car, a bigger, better cabin on the cruise ship, and a little nip and tuck is all related to not just greed, because you need more money to do it, but also vanity. I admit I give into vanity sometimes. Why, I have a vanity plate on my car. That's what they call it, a vanity plate. It costs a little more when you register your yearly registration for your car. It's not a lot more money, and because I don't need tons of money to do it, I give into vanity. And so I have a vanity license plate on the back of my car. All of us want more. But the more often falls into vanity. The more is not anything we need. They're things we would like, things we want. They would go over and above our basic needs. And the author of Ecclesiastes, Koheleth, encourages us to avoid greed. That greed leads to vanity, and both of them lead to no good. St. Paul says in our second reading, avoid the greed that is idolatry. We spend so much time in our lives, in our culture, in our society, focusing on having more. More money, more possessions, more stuff. And in today's gospel, Jesus criticizes the man who has so much, his harvest is so abundant, that rather than sharing his excess, he knocks down his barns and builds bigger ones so that he can have more. And the parable points out, you fool! If your life were required of you today, to whom would all this stored up wealth of yours go? It wouldn't be yours, because you can't take it with you. Which is why, you might remember, 3 years ago, when we had this same set of Sunday readings, I recommended to you to not forget your children and grandchildren in your will and trust. To make sure you remember them. And to leave them all $20. That way, they can't accuse you of forgetting them. But also, you're not giving them enough to fight about. I cannot tell you how many times after a funeral has been celebrated, within a short time, weeks, I get a phone call from one of the survivors of the deceased who says to me, "Father, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me. Tell my sister that I need some of that too." And I say to them what Jesus said in today's gospel: "Who made me your judge? Don't put me in that situation." And why do people make that phone call? Because it's about the money. It's always about the money. They're not talking about the house or the furniture or the jewelry. No, what they're fighting about is the money. Why? Because we're greedy. Why? Because we're selfish. Why? Because we want more. But today's readings urge us to consider that desire on our part. A very human desire to want more and to give in to vanity. The nicer car, the bigger house, the bigger cabin on the ship, and getting a little work. You recall that last week, Deacon Sidney referred to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It's a very big book. I don't recommend it as nighttime reading. Last week he referred to the fact that it tells us about five different kinds of prayer. This week I'm going to the Catechism, and the Catechism has some wisdom to share with us about the proper use of personal property, namely, the proper use of wealth, money. And it says, personal property, wealth, is given to us by God for several purposes. The first reason is to provide for our basic human needs: shelter, clothing, food. In addition, it's given to us so we might have personal dignity, freedom, enjoyment. And finally, wealth is given to us to share. Not to build bigger barns, to store up more possessions, but rather to share. And so, these readings urge us to consider, what do we do with our money? What do we do with our wealth? Are we focused primarily on having it? And thereby having it, we can give in to vanity, and vanity leads us elsewhere? Is that the kind of people we want to be? Is that the kind of people we want to become? And that's why I recommend leaving $20 to your kids and your grandkids so they don't fight about money, so they don't fall into the same trap that we have fallen into. That desire for more. The greed that leads to vanity, that leads to no good. Rather, we're called to consider by these readings what is, in fact, the proper use of money. Once my basic needs have been met, once I allow myself to live with dignity, how much more do I need? And can't I share it with those who don't have their basic needs met? Those who don't live in dignity or freedom? Those who can never imagine spending for the sake of vanity? Whether it's a bigger car, or a better cabin on the cruise ship, or getting a little work done. I assume that you come to church to hear the voice of God, that you have, in fact, opened up your hearts and not hardened them against the lessons that come our way. Well, the lesson we hear today is clear. It's in all three readings. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity, says Koheleth. The psalm reminds us, open up your hearts and listen to God's word. St. Paul says, don't give in to the greed that becomes idolatry. We end up worshiping money and possessions. And finally, Jesus tells us clearly, you can't take it with you. To whom will all this stored up wealth of yours go? It'll go to my kids and grandkids. And what are they going to do about it? They're going to fight. They will always fight, because it's always about the money. Let's try to stop that pattern. Let's try to stop that handing on not just wealth, but greed. A desire for possessions. A desire to simply want more. Not for others, but for me. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart.